we received our intercession prayer request as a letter that had been sent to Loppi Summer Services. It only now reaches us at these Opisto services. In the letter, an elderly person asked for intercessory prayer for a loved one that they may get a trainee position at the end of their long studies. For ourselves, that we elderly may continue living at home, for young people and children, for blessings. She prays for work for her daughter, a mother, and for strength and wisdom for the teachers as well as the students. For herself, she asks for help because she is being bullied. She prays for help for children of divorced families and for strength in situations where custody is taken from one parent. She wants to thank the servants of the word. She thanks the Summer Service Radio. The services came to me already in the morning. The writer believes that we have a God who hears prayers and trusts that the letter will reach him and she will receive answers. She asks that even if the matters are painful, it would be brought before God. You see it all, trouble and grief you observe, and take it into your hands. The helpless commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Amen. Several other service guests have also requested intercessory prayer. For the close ones, that they would receive the grace of repentance, and for children, that they would remain in faith. Many ask for confirmation of their faith and strength to rejoice in it. A mother prays for strength to receive children and confident approach to the ongoing pregnancy. Children ask strength for their mother who has an advanced form of cancer. They would cope with the upcoming procedures, that her condition would be eased, that she would endure the treatments and they would still have some shared time together. Walk beside us and with us in the midst of sorrow, pain, and grief. A mother prays for healing from illness, that her marriage would last, that unbelieving children would receive the grace of repentance, and that the whole family would remain in faith. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unweary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Dear Heavenly Father, hear also these sighs, requests, and cries. Amen. I will read as an introduction to the sermon from Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. And the words are as follows in Jesus' name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This is one verse from a prayer taught by Jesus, which is called Our Father's Prayer. It is, or the Lord's Prayer, and it's always in a worship service, often used at services as opening prayer. As children of God, we feel ourselves as bad prayers. Words are sometimes hard to find. Disciples also experience this. In the Gospel of Luke, it says that Jesus asked, or disciples asked them, Jesus how to pray. How John also taught his own disciples. And Jesus granted this request, and the result was the Lord's Prayer. Before this prayer, Jesus gave instructions or advice. When you pray, go to your room, close the door, and then pray to your Father, which is in secret. Your Father, who also sees that which is hidden, he will reward you. Jesus himself sometimes retreats to solitude and prays for his Father. Jesus wanted to make it clear to his own that prayer is not of the merit of man, but it is the right of a child. The prayer of the believer is like a child trusting, personal, but not self-centered, but unifying and seeking fellowship. Another teaching of Jesus was that prayer must not be empty or idle chant, but true words to God. This teaching of Jesus gives a picture of a prayer who trusts God. It portrays and gives a picture of prayer that humble, sincere of heart, a servant to the Heavenly Father. Prayer is not based on many words. It directs to ask what is most important in life. Paul urges to pray without ceasing, give thanks for everything. This is also important, right, an opportunity to thank for everything. This was spoken of in the morning sermon. For some, prayer comes naturally, and turning to God every day. Others pray in some specific situations. In prayer, one does not have to be afraid of not being heard or understood. Prayer can be just a sigh. Pain can be so close that you do not know what to say and what to ask for. You don't know what is good for you or for another. Prayer keeps you humble and keeps the way to heaven open to the Heavenly Father, and that in itself brings relief. God knows our hearts and thoughts of our hearts. Even though our prayers to him come even without words, the Bible gives a comforting vision. The Holy Spirit prays for us with wordless sighs. Prayer is discussion to God, trusting that he knows better than we do. When Jesus had taught this Lord's Prayer, your Father knows what you need even before you ask. In the letter to the Ephesians, God knows what you know. God knows what you need before you ask, and he knows much more than man can even ask for or think of. And for this reason, it's safe to include these words in prayer, which I read in the introductory text. Your will be done. We can trust God. Your will be done. Jesus used this expression in the prayer meeting before he was imprisoned. Dear Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, not from my will, but your will. Especially in the midst of trials, we can trust that the will of God will come. In the morning sermon, we heard Jacob's thoughts on prayer. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and and joys and sorrows of life come in prayer. It feels good when someone says that I have remembered you in prayers. In the midst of trials and everyday or burdens in life and trials and tribulations, it's worth sharing. Paul urges, carry one another's burdens and you will fulfill the law of Christ. Our Father's prayer request is this, that we may retain forgiving spirit even when we are wronged. This prayer is important because it is easy for us to have a harsh mind. Jesus said, do good to them that hate you, and pray on behalf of those who Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. When a person's words or deeds have hurt someone, it is sometimes difficult to go figure things out with the person. And it feels that it can get even more confused or not understood. The matter may become larger and you may become bitter. In accordance with the teachings of Jesus, the prayer for the one who broke it who has a mind for him can win, overcome humility of mind, and makes it easier to deal with things. Paul writes in the letter to Timothy, Above all, I urge you to beseech and pray, to have prayers of intercession, and to thank on behalf of everyone, the kings and all rulers, that we may spend peaceful and quiet and peaceful life. Prayer of intercession, which even here we read every day, it means prayer on behalf of others or other things. It is the form of neighborly love, where we care for one another and we ask God for help and blessing for them. A certain person, not of this faith, turned to me in grief and asked for me to pray for him. He asked, or he told, that he had the most difficult time of his life, and he thought that God would hear better the prayer of a believer. But God hears the prayers of everyone. The matters of this friend went in the best way. A man has a constant need to rely on higher power. It is with everyone from birth. God created man in his own image. And longing for this fellowship is with us. And many, even in this time, is searching for this longing, or an answer to this longing. Majority of people pray, especially in times of distress. Much more than those who consider themselves non-believers. From my childhood, I have a memory. A picture which filled a whole page of a newspaper. It was a photograph It was a hand, a picture of clasped hands of a young man in prayer. This young was with 14 others. He had drowned in a lake in a boat accident when they were returning from an evening out. And then there's a memorial monument in the churchyard, and it says, in their distress, they cried out to the Lord. Think, dear brother and sister, how great a gift it is that you may trust in God in all matters, not only in times of distress. In a song, it says, and twice as much we received life and heaven. We can think in this way, that faith brings blessing also to temporal life. Many who have lost the gift of faith have experienced this. Jesus said that in addition to temporal matters, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it. Gives the gift of Holy Spirit. these words of Jesus, I want to appoint to you, dear young friend, who have lost this gift of faith. You can ask and you can pray to the Heavenly Father that He would call you back to the kingdom of God. Contact the believing person. Or take the forgiveness of sins from the common prayer or common sermon. Paul, in his letter to Corinthians, encourages us to grab onto the opportunity. Now is a good time. Now is the day of blessedness. You can believe, unbelief, and all sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. And you can also receive this gospel through the online services. From the SRK pages, you can find sermons on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. It offers the liberating gospel in every sermon. Believe this for yourself and search for other believers. The prayer of intercession service is a great channel for sharing life's concerns. Sometimes in those prayers of intercession, that God would prepare your heart to accept the gift of faith for the forgiveness of sins. The gospel at summer services, a message came in for the intercession service from a listener of a summer service radio listener, that they had received the gospel, hearing it through the radio, and they asked that they would have the strength to go to services and they would find the congregation. Can we receive sins forgiven through prayer? The Acts of the Apostles, there are several examples. The forgiveness of sin is delivered only through others who have believed before. Cornelius prayed for forgiveness but did not receive it by praying. Through prayer, Peter, however, was informed to go to Cornelius, and Peter then met with Cornelius in his home and proclaimed the forgiveness of sins, and then the Holy Spirit descended on all who were present there listening. Lestadius writes, no matter how you have prayers at home, you will not become Christian there, but come to the meetings of Christians and seek for the congregation and you will find Christ. Thank you that you heard the many, many prayers. Thank you that some requests were not fulfilled. The answers to the prayers from the Heavenly Father are not always conforming to are human requests. Sometimes it can be painful when your own will and plans do not come true. God's will may be different. It is safe to trust in His will. As we were instructed in our text, God answers prayers with the best interest of man in mind. Sometimes an answer to a prayer can come after a very long time, even decades. In the Bible, there are many examples of answers to prayer. It speaks of Elijah. Jacob said that Elijah was a similar person as we are. And it showed that how prayer helped Elijah in the same way also helps us today, if it is the will of God. Friends of faith prayed for Paul when he was imprisoned. God heard the prayers, and the angel freed Paul, and they were able to marvel at the power of God. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus affirms, "Verily, verily, whatever you ask from God in my name, or the Father in my name, He will give it to you." When I was a child, Eino Rimpiläinen read this portion from the Bible at the Tyrneve summer services. It stuck in my mind when the message was so powerfully, strongly stated there. Whatever we ask. I remember when, as a little boy, I ran to the forest after my little brother. It was snowing. It was dark, and the night was falling, a cold night. And in the beginning of the journey, I was feeling hopelessness. I did not find any traces. Then I remembered those words of Jesus I heard at the services, whatever you ask of the Father, that will He will give you. I remember I threw myself on the ground, clasped my hands together, and I found the traces immediately. That night, I experienced it several times, that the guardian angel went before me. I found my brother. I clutched him in my chest and said, "Heavenly Father, let me find you." Heavenly Father gave me the strength to find you. My little brother was a special child, but so dear. In the dark forest, I did not know where our home was. I threw myself on the ground once again and prayed, joined my hands together, "Guide us home." And it felt that like someone blew on my face. I thought maybe it was a guardian angel. I remember when I was returning home from school, it was a headwind, and from that I was able to deduce which way or which direction I needed to walk. We got home and the men from the town were waiting for us. I told my mother that the guardian angel was with us. I decided then, as a little boy, that everything that happened to me and my little brother and sister in the woods, these words of Psalm encourage us to start the day with prayer and ask for guidance of the day. The same request also in the hymn 525. I ask for one thing. I ask only show a journey of one day, one step that I take today with whom, which direction the path opens, in what ways will the Father has done in us today. And David's psalm says, you are my security or refuge, unto you I leave my spirit. Lord, you redeemed me free, you faithful God. And in these last two sentences, as a view of Jesus, into your hands I commit my life. These were the last words Jesus spoke on the cross, the earthly life that Jesus ended. As in a prayer, a child's evening prayer, and the same request is also in our evening prayers. Which was sung yesterday evening here as a song. If I do not rise from my bed, take me to heaven. Sometimes as a child, I thought what these words mean. What does it mean to rise from my bed? And years later, these words opened to me and the meaning of them. I went to a brother who was sick in bed. He was in high fever and did not react to me coming in. I remember that the nurse was had been beside this brother, a believing nurse, singing a familiar song, and after hearing this song, the brother slept a peaceful sleep. I search for this song of Zion, Levolle lasken lojani. When he heard this song, he began to move and open his eyes, and then he fell into sleep. The words of that song, if I should not rise take me to heaven. Will my brother live till the morning? I was informed that my brother's situation had worsened, and I came again beside my brother, and I started playing Songs of Zion from my phone. A believing nurse came helping me. That nurse was touched into tears. Those songs are familiar to him. Or to her. The memory of their believing home came close. When my brother's breathing started to slow down, during the opening words of that song, my brother's journey on the earth came to an end. The last words of that song these words of my childhood evening prayer to rest were something that my brother could hear as his last words to wait for the last words of Jesus. Jesus prayed a lot in his farewell prayer. This request of Jesus also applies also to us believers today. And before this prayer of Jesus today, the mother's and father's hands are joined together on behalf of their children. Bring hope to their ways and safety in their step. Keep them in faith. Guard them in faith. Also, grandma's and grandpa's hands are clasped together. Children and grandchildren are now walking afar. Also, them God blesses. And remember them with grace and guide them, lead them on your way. The same request arises to our Heavenly Father as a child there in the woods. Guide us home. What did Jesus do when he took children to his lap? He prayed and blessed. He gave us an example. We can pray on behalf of others. We can bless one another with the forgiveness of sins. You can believe at this moment. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. On to peace, freedom, and joy in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. May I also believe that word of your blessing. I want to believe. Finally, with the words of a hymn. Your will, dear Lord, let us be satisfied with it. To thank you for even the little things. Amen.